It's Thursday, the day we read from your letters, and here to lend a hand is producer Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farai, what's going on?
So what is our first letter?
It comes from Stan Pulliam in Athens, Georgia. He's upset about an interview that you did with three educators who have improved students' lives by breaking the rules. And one of those educators was Kalamu Yasalam. He co-directs a group called Students at the Center in New Orleans. Now here, Kalamu says modern education deliberately fails students of color.
I don't believe that what we're seeing in the educational system across this country is either an accident or an example of schools not working. The school system is doing exactly what they want it to do. If they can put a man on the moon, they can teach a child to read.
Now, our listener Stan Pulliam was bothered by some of Kalamu's ideas, and he wrote, "This kind of hate speech of victimization just gives our African-American children an excuse for doing poorly or being unmotivated. The real issue is not racist victimization, but the moral character and integrity of African-American parents. The children, if they are victims of parents who are undisciplined."
And last week on our Bloggers Roundtable, we talked about a face-off between Princeton University professor Cornel West and rapper Mos Def. They appeared on Real Time with Bill Maher and went at it over everything from the war on terror to the presidential race. Listener Richard May was upset about how the guest criticized Mos Def's comments on Osama bin Laden and Senator Barack Obama. He wrote, "Mos Def only voiced his criticisms of Obama to support Cornel West's point that blacks would not all blithely vote for Obama simply because he was black. And if Mos Def's comments about Osama bin Laden were deemed so ridiculous, they shouldn't have been aired. Were you trying to make him look stupid? Why not talk about how Mos Def has devoted his entire artistic career to raising the self-esteem of black youth across the country?"
And last week, Farai, you talked about East African extremism with Alex Perry, Time Magazine's Africa Bureau Chief. And during that discussion, Perry used one figure in particular that bothered listener Jerry Mahalski in Washington, D.C. And Jerry wrote us this: "Where did your Africa journalist get the idea that Ethiopia is the second largest country in Africa? Well, he is wrong. He should know better if Africa is his beat." Good catch, Jerry. Our research library did a little digging for us on this one. With around 75 million people, Ethiopia has the third largest population of all the African countries, not the second. And at least a few other African countries are physically bigger than Ethiopia, Algeria and Sudan among them.
Finally, we got a letter from a Seattle listener who goes by Jane Doe. Jane wrote in about an interview I did with Todd Lipka and Jacob Ramsey of Step Up. That's a mental health facility in Santa Monica, California, and they use a method called psychosocial rehabilitation. The technique empowers patients to take responsibility for their own mental healing. Jane heard that interview and wrote, "Thank you for providing such a sensitive and educational dialogue. My son is African American and bipolar. Before being diagnosed, he spent over 3 years in prison. He has been traumatized by the harsh treatment and by the stigma of his illness. He has remained in denial about his mental health issues and has left the country. Jacob stands as a courageous role model both for those African Americans who suffer from mental health issues and those of us who search to understand and be proactive on their behalf."
That's it for letters, and thanks to all of you for writing in. And please keep them coming. If you want to drop us a note, just log on to npr.org and click Contact Us. Now remember, it really helps us if you tell us where you're writing from, and it really, really helps if you tell us how to say your name.
You can also leave us a voicemail at 202-408-1271. That's 202-408-1271.
We've also got a news and views blog.
Post your comments by going to nprnewsandviews.org.
News and Notes has a newsletter, too. You can go to the blog and find out how to sign up.
Well, thanks again, Christopher.
Anytime, Farai.